Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey and Answer Connect. Well, my geeky friends, we are here at the end of March 2020. This month has been interesting, to say the least. I've reached out to a lot of friends over the past couple of weeks to get their take on navigating a business in these very strange waters. And I had a good chat with my old friend, Matt Korwoski, the other day, and I thought I would ask him to join us here and share some of what he's going through and some of his ideas on operating a business in this climate as well. So, hey, Matt, thanks for joining us here at Social Geek once again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me, Jack.
It's been a while since you were here. So before we dive into what's going on right now, give everybody a little bit of your background. What's your story?
Yeah, sure. So spent many years on the marketing side. So I'd say my background is heavy on marketing. Quite a bit of that was spent on the agency side, working for various marketing communications firms. Also some time on the client side with the brand team at Under Armour. And then I moved into franchising just a little over 5 years ago as a VP of marketing and franchise development. And then ultimately the chief operating officer at Soccer Shots Franchising. I recently left that position. I've been really focusing now on being a franchisee. My wife and I have purchased a franchise in the Lash Lounge franchise system. And I'm also doing some consulting with some small businesses. So I have all those perspectives now, the supplier side, the franchisor side, and now I'm a fledgling franchisee.
And you picked a very interesting time to start your own business with the Lash Lounge franchise. Tell me what's going on right now and what your timeline has looked like and what you're doing these days.
Yeah, that's a different answer than probably 2 weeks ago that I would have. But I mean, you know, like everyone else, we're dealing with this reality here of this you know, kind of unprecedented pandemic. Today, actually, was the day that we were to be having our first stylist starting. It was going to be the orientation day. It's been a day on our calendar for months that we've been really excited about. And then moving into our virtual training, and then our corporate team provides on-site training. That was all going to be happening here in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, that's been delayed. So right now, our focus is really on retaining the team, keeping them engaged during this time when they thought they'd be starting a new job today, and also just putting all the effort we can into being ready to sprint once we do get open. I mean, there's nothing we can do about the current situation, but we think we can control what we can control and just be ready to run when the time comes.
I think that's a really smart and healthy and positive way to look at it. But it's really smart too, because one of these days this is going to be over, right? We're going to be back to something like normal. And the brands that in the small businesses that have just kind of rolled over and decided to hide in a hole for a few months, they're not going to have much to start with when we do get back to a place where your shop can be open and you can really start engaging consumers for sales right now. So to have that plan out in front of you and be ready to sprint, as you say, I think that's great to hear. I like how you positioned yourself as you've been on the supplier side, the franchisor side, the franchisee side. And I know you talk a lot about a partnership between those entities. Tell me a little bit more about that and how that partnership can really help a business in these times.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think that word partnership gets thrown around quite a bit in franchising. It's certainly not my word. I hear it a lot. But I think during times like these, it's really a true test of how strong is that partnership between franchisee and franchisor and suppliers. And it can really get tested and strained during these difficult times. And that's why I think it's probably more important than ever that partnership is solid. because all parts of that partnership are really being strained and really facing some real life challenges today. So I was thinking from the franchisor side. So again, I only recently, you know, stepped out of that role. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, franchisors tend to sometimes feel that they have to have all the answers, right? They need to be the subject matter experts. They're being paid royalties and they feel this pressure to be able to drive all solutions. And I personally was guilty of that many times during my time as a franchisor. You know, I wanted to have all the answers. And during a time like this, during this type of challenge, yes, certainly there are areas where the franchisor is expected to step up and lead, whether that's, you know, negotiating with vendors for some fee relief or whatever that might be. That's great. But I think resources are strained at the franchisor level also. And it really needs to be an all hands on deck approach. So franchisors who are bringing their franchise community into the solutions are I think going to be stronger coming out the other end. Just being realistic about not having all the answers, but bringing in that frontline experience from the franchisees, bringing that into the war room, swallowing the pride a little bit to be able to, you know, to get to the best solutions.
This is all happening at an interesting time that the resources at a franchisor level have never really looked like this. Every brand I talk to, they're missing some key roles, right? It seems like everybody is missing a marketing person or two or an operations person or two. And everybody's been trying to find people to fill some of these roles. And now, boom, here we are. And right when a franchisee group needs a marketing leader from corporate or maybe somebody in operations, there's no one in that seat right now. So it's really an interesting time. And I think that'll turn around. But you're so right that there's just not a very deep bench with a lot of franchise brands like right now to help the franchisees with things like marketing. So, so how do you see that evolving? How do you see that gap being filled? Is it other people within the system? Is it bringing in more outside help and outsourcing that marketing or operations or other roles at the franchisor level?
Yeah, I think it's probably some of both. I think it's finding the resources where the resources are available. And certainly outsourcing is always a great option. There's experts out there who have the ability to step in a time like this, whether that's in marketing and crisis management and even just ops type support. But I also think it's tapping into that franchise system, the folks that are there that are running their businesses day in, day out. You know, as franchisors, the decision is made to bring somebody into the system. You probably think they're pretty smart and pretty good at what they do. It's probably a miss if you're not inviting them into to be a part of the solution. And I think as franchisees, you have to be willing to do that as well. Again, as now that I can say this, because I'm currently today wearing my franchisee shoes, I think, you know, there's this idea of fix it for me. Come on, franchisor, take care of this problem because that's what we pay royalties for example. And the reality is, I mean, this is probably the most obvious statement I could make, but as franchisees, we own our local businesses, and as such, we own the relationship with our local customers and our local clients. We absolutely own the relationship and culture with our local teams. Mm-hmm. So we have to play a role in being part of the solution here. And if we're turning to our franchisor for everything, their resources are getting so strained and pulled in so many different directions that it's maybe forcing them to take their eye off the ball or the bigger picture. And that's what we need them to do, is to be focused on the big picture and the system at large, rather than maybe my very localized challenge, you know. And I think in this situation, I mean, every day we're hearing something different from a different state, right? In terms of who's doing what. And so my you know, experience here in Central PA is very different than somebody's in Overland Park, Kansas or New York City. And so the idea that blanket solutions are always going to be the case it's just not true. So it's this combination of being willing to bring solutions, bring ideas. We might have an idea that more than just our local franchise could benefit from. But if we don't bring that to the table, if we're not willing to share that with our franchisor, there's a missed opportunity there. We're not taking advantage of that partnership.
Yeah. And I think the franchisors are going to miss out too, if they're not listening to those solutions. And I'm guessing they're listening a lot more than they were just a few weeks ago, right? Because they help too. You're so right about the franchisors being strained. And I think everybody right now has to realize this isn't localized. We're all having the same issues. Everybody is strained and pulled into many directions, not just in our industry, every state, every country in the world. Everyone is having this shared, pretty lousy experience right now. So yeah, to not listen to a group of franchisees that say, hey, maybe we can open under these circumstances, or we can provide this service, to not listen to that, I think is a huge loss for a lot of brands. How does that extend to working with suppliers as well?
Yeah, sure. I think, again, we tend to think about just our business, right? And you know, even, you know, immediately start hearing conversations about, well, cut your marketing spend, or cut this, or cut that. And I get it, you know, everybody goes into this kind of circle the wagons kind of mentality, and anywhere they can shave, you know, a penny is a penny they get to hold on to during this tough time. But I think we've got to be careful about that. I think it's certainly to be considered. But if we ask all of our vendor partners or supplier partners, for example, that, you know, they just hold off on the fees for a month or two, their resources are going to get strained. They're going to have to make difficult decisions about their resources, their staff, their teams. And then when it comes time to sprint, they're not going to be ready to help us. And, you know, we'll want them to be, you know, we'll be saying, okay, we need to play catch up. But I think there's a fine line there. You know, I think, you know, even talking with my landlord, you know, I would love to be able to say, hey, I can't pay your rent for the next few months. But at the same time, when it comes and snows in the winter, and he has not had enough rent to pay for the snowplow to come take care of it, then it becomes my problem. So I think, again, we've got to think long-term, maybe more so than short-term. And yes, be diligent and be smart and keep cash in pocket where you can keep cash in pocket. But think about the long-term implications of you know, a decision here or there that might seem like a big one because it's saving a couple hundred bucks, but might have much bigger implications, you know, later on.
I love what you're saying about, you know, not trying to waive all fees for a certain amount of time, because that's a very temporary solution. If your supply chain or your suppliers or anybody else is giving you free service for a while, well, they're gonna go out of business as well. So I think there's so much that a supplier can do, and I say this as a supplier for the franchise space. I think there's a lot a supplier can do to help and help their customers and help the franchisees and help the brands, without just, you know, discounting everything down to $0. But what else can we do as far as that partnership with suppliers and the franchisors and franchisees? Anything else you can think of there that would be helpful for people?
For specifically with suppliers?
Yeah.
I mean, I think suppliers staying in contact and being a part of the solution is critical right now. Again, back to that strain on resources that is existing at the franchisor level. Nobody's staffed up at the franchisor level to take care of a situation like this. So they're taking resources off of something else and putting them onto this unpredictable issue. So I think where suppliers can identify those gaps and step in and say, hey, while you're focusing on your operations, for example, let us really help you with your crisis communication or with your marketing so that you are, you know, getting those right, appropriate, socially appropriate messages out to your audience today so that your resources can be more focused on some of these other things that you weren't planning for. And I think that's important. I also think it's a tough sell because a franchisor is an employer also, and they're looking at every, when if their franchisees aren't making money, they're not making royalties. So they're they're not, you know, necessarily flush with extra budget. I also think there's something interesting going on though too. If you really look at a franchisor's annual budget and some of the things that are getting cut directly related to this, some of those might be funds that are then available to be invested in something else. So I think there are creative ways for suppliers to get in front of franchisors today. And maybe even saying, hey, let's just focus on helping you with your plan for when this is all over. Because now you got a little time for planning.
Yeah. And I think there's something I really like about that too, because it keeps us all looking into the future. Because let's face it, right now, the present is pretty lousy. So we can dwell upon how bad things are this week, or we can look at, let's say it's June, July, August, September. And, you know, and if you're listening to this podcast in the year 2021, you're probably going to chuckle as we're trying to guess when this is all going to change. But someday in the year 2021, right? But I think if you can keep looking forward, and that's what good leaders do, right? If you can keep looking forward and plan on what you're going to do this fall and what you're going to do for the holiday season, I think there's something healthy about keeping that mindset. And it also reminds us that we're not in business just this week. We're in business for the long term. And, right. You know, it's a lousy storm right now, but we're going to get through it. And we have to make our plans for later in the year and next year. So I think right. That's very healthy. What are you hearing out there with different franchise systems? And I know you know a lot of franchisees across many brands. What do you hear about people waiving royalties and cutting resources and things like that? Is that rampant this week, or is that something people are looking at? What do you think is happening?
Yeah, it definitely seems to be the royalty waivers or some sort of royalty relief seems to be a hot button whenever there's a challenging situation. And this one being, it's rare that we can point to a situation that's affecting every industry in some way, shape, or form like this. So I feel like that I'm reading more and more and hearing more and more folks talking about, you know, royalty waivers or some sort of relief. I mean, this might be controversial. I personally get it. I understand that every penny matters when times are tight. But again, I think it needs to be done with caution. I think, for franchisor waives royalties, any sort of credible and healthy franchisor or franchise system, those royalties are being significantly reinvested back into growing the brand and providing additional support. Well, you can't say we need additional support because we're coming out of this and we're going to need more help. But by the way, the franchisor hasn't had any, you know, hasn't made royalties for the past 2 months. So
yeah. I don't want to pay royalties, but I still want all the help that I'm. In fact, I need more help than ever. Right?
Yeah. So it's a fine line, and I also look at it, say if you're making royalty, if you're paying royalties, it's because you still have some revenue coming in. So I personally, as a franchisee, wouldn't expect that to be the first thing for a franchisor to do is to postpone or delay or waive royalties during a tough time like this. But again, maybe that's because I sat on the other side of that table too, and know what happens when you do so. You're not equipped to then provide the support that you are there to provide.
Yeah, excellent. Matt, we're going to be back in just a minute with some final thoughts and some contact information if people have more questions for you. But first, a quick note from Answer Connect. Imagine your customers and potential customers reaching a live person every time they call and never getting voicemail. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone, a virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, and appointments scheduled. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Matt, if first of all, thanks for joining on such short notice. This was like really sort of a hot topic last minute this week. And I thought, who else can I call on here except for Matt Kay when it comes to this kind of stuff. So thanks for being here, brother. And, yeah, and any final thoughts that you're thinking about right now, as far as what our industry friends can do to kind of weather things over the next few weeks?
Yeah, sure. And thank you, by the way, too. It turns out I have a little extra free time on my hands. Appreciate being a part of this. Yeah. I think maybe not advice, but just parting words. I don't know that there's ever been a time I've been more grateful to be a part of franchising. I think franchise businesses are best positioned to come out stronger on the other side of this.
Yep.
Because of those resources, the collective brain power, the strong brands, the IFA support, just the franchise community. I mean, I love all small business and I want everybody to come out winners on the other side. I just think franchising is so well positioned to weather something like this better than any other category I can think of.
Yeah. And if you were independent without a franchise system that you could partner with like this, you know, man, I'd be in even worse shape right now, I think. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me sick to my stomach to think what it would be like to be going through this alone. So, just appreciate being a part of the franchise community.
Yeah, yeah, excellent. Very well said. If any of our listeners want to connect with you and maybe toss a few ideas around, or they've got some questions on anything you were talking about today, where's the best place we can send those folks?
Yeah, sure. LinkedIn is always a great one. So Matt Kurowski on LinkedIn. Also, I'll give my email address. Happy to connect with anybody. M. Kurowski. Maybe we can put that on the site so people can spell it. But at the last
round. Okay, perfect. I'll put that on socialgeekradio.com as well. Matt, thanks so much. Good luck with the delayed opening. But I know it's going to be a wild success. And we look forward to chatting with you down the road.
Awesome. Thank you, Jack. Thanks for doing what you do.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.